You're assuming an awful lot.
What did we just say?
I know.
The windows open, and then the trash truck comes.
Oh, it's charming, though, don't you think?
Oh! You dropped some.
Thanks.
You're going to knock your water over.
Huh?
You're going to knock your water over.
I told him about the idea you had for the shelves behind it.
Oh, yeah?
With the metal pipe, the pipe and everything. He goes, oh, those are cool. And so that's going to be incorporated into the design of the bar.
Nice.
She just stuck her tongue at me. Now she's giggling about it.
Grounded.
Jeff.
It's not a trash truck. They're cutting down and grinding up trees.
Seriously? all right.
I guess we're going to have to close the window then.
Well, now let's see how long we can handle it.
Can you hear it?
I'm done. I'm done.
You're already done?
I can handle it. Do we have this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Or today?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it's very loud.
That's stupid. God,
what in the world? Maybe I should put one of those announcements in everybody's mailbox. We'll be recording a podcast on Monday and Thursday if you guys would like to keep it down. Thank you very much. I got a really cool card from one of my neighbors. I'm not sure. It gave the address, but I didn't see who it was, but very nice. And they wanted me to have their phone number in case I needed anything. She understood that Larry and Brenda had already been over to say hi. So evidently there's some
they're
sort of
talking.
Neighborhood meeting going on about who's the big hairy guy who moved into, what was the lady's name that lived here? Nina, what was it? Cam Fong, what was it?
We just knew she was Asian. That's right. That's it. We never knew her name.
Okay, Jeff. Is that a PBR?
Yeah.
Yeah. In a camo flak jacket koozie.
What kind of day are you having?
I think we're all having that kind of day.
Oh, a Thursday? Really?
A Thursday.
Yeah, it's just
the best kind of day.
Usually Thursdays with him are, first thing I see him, he's like, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Starts talking about
the
it's
week's
over.
You got a haircut. Did you get a haircut?
I got a haircut, yeah.
You both Jeff said you weren't going to get haircuts.
Well, no, this but is... I thought we were referring to the top. I'm going to let it grow out.
Yeah, this is a pre-haircut to the no haircut. You got to get it shaped
starting
up and ready.
Now. Yeah. No, I have to get my. I'm so hairy. I can't let my neck or my side of my white walls grow out. It'll be.
You
a
don't
mess.
Shave? I shave back there.
I know, but like, if you let it grow out on top, you're just going to go back to wife number three haircut. Is what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Where it was like feathered.
Yeah.
And you kind of have bangs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
No, it's your choice.
Isn't today National Poetry Day?
Oh, God. Jeff, you know what that means.
I'll second half, I'll get some poems ready.
That was a big hit when you'd read the...
with you.
Oh, I love it. Everything he does is a big hit.
I know.
What were we talking about
today? No, I think there was the Twitter people enjoyed some sort of...
erotic.
Is that the old studios?
No, it was here.
It was here?
Not just any poetry, erotic poetry.
Erotic.
Oh, it's erotic. Yes. Hell yes.
Lord,
yes.
I'm going to have to fire that maid. This thing is not, it's filthy. When you turn the light on, you see the dust around it. My goodness.
You've got a maid?
Yeah.
You're looking at him.
I'm the maid. And every now and then I get her to do something every now and then. Who? Well, that's not true.
I don't clean here.
No, I wasn't talking about you, her.
Who's her?
Who's he talking about?
I don't know. There must be another her. Hoboken, New Jersey.
It's for...
the Hoboken...
It's Bugs Bunny from the famous Penguin cartoon.
That's why you bought it, but that's not what it is.
Hoboken?
No, but I know that's why you bought it, but it's not a... It's not like a Warner Brothers issued t-shirt.
No. Absolutely not.
You bought that from LooneyTunes.com. Is what you're telling me.
God, do you remember? I had the jersey with the Looney Tunes on it. This is probably before you.
Were you guys in
did you
space?
Remember this?
It sounds familiar,
Younger, but there was it, so it looked like a baseball jersey.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
But then you would have like a Looney Tune character on it.
Right, on the breast and then the number on the back.
My best friend and I had our pictures taken together. Hers was Bugs Bunny and mine was Tweety Bird.
In the 90s, Looney Tunes tattoos were the thing to get. Like Tasmanian Devil, Tweety Bird.
Mm-hmm.
right?
I wonder what the number one Looney Tunes tattoo is. I bet it is Tasmanian Devil.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, doesn't, what's his name, have a Tasmanian Devil? Isn't there a comedian?
No.
Chad Daniels.
Chester Cheeto.
That's Chester Cheeto. Cheetah, Chester Cheetah.
That's not a Warner Brothers
cartoon. No,
it's not. But it kind of seems like it, though.
It's equally amazing.
Oh, it's
in
something.
The realm of tattoos.
Are you? Where are you in your tattoos? Are you done? Or you got one on the horizon?
No, actually, Max just traced out this empty space between my.
Oh, that's gonna. That's the fish belly. That's gonna.
Right here, and yeah, he's
upper fish belly.
And I'm just. I said, do whatever you want. I don't care.
And whatever he draws, he's gonna. You're gonna put it on there.
I don't have to look at it. It's the back of my head.
You can see it when you. I'm walking away. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a country song, right?
Oh, probably, definitely.
No, I hate to see you. I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you walk away. Yeah,
that's right. That's yeah.
Is that because he's got a good butt or something?
Yeah,
in okay. Them denim jeans. You got to say denim.
Denim jeans.
Why do they say denim jeans? Is there another kind of jean? I thought jean was implied denim.
They probably needed the extra syllable.
You know my favorite denim story.
I love this story.
There was a kid at school who claimed he only wore sweatpants because he was allergic to denim. Oh, yeah. So we called him Gene.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. Well, and my famous Gene story. It's not a story, really. we had a biology teacher that we didn't trust. He was actually grading our papers.
Ooh!
So we always felt that. He would, we just had a, you know, you just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 down to like number 32. Uh-huh. And as long as your last one was the number that was supposed to be,
yeah,
call it 32,
yeah,
you would get 32 out of 32.
Yeah.
So we would do the numbers just to testing 15, 16, 18, 19,
yeah,
22, 23, 25, and skip numbers. And yes, indeed. And same thing, instead of gene,
yeah,
G-E-N-E, a biology term. We typed in Gene as in
J-E-A-N.
Didn't get it wrong.
Really?
So what we learned was how to figure out if someone was actually grading a paper.
Right.
We didn't learn any biology.
What tipped you off?
It just seemed too, like, I got a me too. You know, just one of those, is he even grading these?
We're not kind
of
that thing? Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not that smart.
This asshole got an A too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a 32 as well. So
that's
kind of, I think, probably what it was.
Yeah.
What the hell?
He liked to show movies and leave kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then we were really into bouncy balls. We always had bouncy balls bouncing around, thrown around all the time. And so he left, and it's just four walls, cement blocks,
sure,
and we are just chucking balls going everywhere. Of course, he walks in. And
right.
I'm like, what do you expect? You're showing us some stupid freaking movie.
What was it about? What was the movie about?
No clue.
We,
you know,
lost
back him. Then, we had, I mean, even when I'm in high school in the late 80s, our movies were probably from the 70s.
Easy.
And you might have had the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we still use projectors.
Yeah.
Slim Goodbody.
Yeah.
Slim Goodbody's the only videos I've.
He was on Captain Kangaroo, right?
Only way I'd pay attention to this class if you put Slim Goodbody on that screen.
Well, that's how kids are with Bill Nye the Science Guy now.
Oh, Bill Nye. Oh,
is he back? He's kind of
he had a bit of
resurgence.
But in school, he's always around. As a substitute teacher, you can almost guarantee you're going to have a Bill Nye video to fill the time.
Well, he was in, when I was in Disney at Epcot, there's a Ellen DeGeneres energy thing.
Yeah.
It's about 20 years old.
Yeah.
And he's in it with her. The best part about it, Chick, is Michael Richards is the caveman.
Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't say anything. He just makes this noise.
God.
Yeah, thank goodness.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Usually I like to start the episode by minute 8.
Can we?
We haven't done it yet.
Can our intro music be the Slim Goodbody digestion song?
Well, how does it go? I'm having trouble.
We'll find out.
Picturing it in my brain. Oh.
Bodies come in different shapes and sizes.
Yes, they do.
Some people are fat, some people lean. Some of the people are right in between. Some people have zip, others get beat. But you can be a winner if you watch what you eat.
Bam! Oh, my God.
Food is the fuel that'll keep us
alive. Food is the fuel that'll give us a drive. Food is the fuel that'll keep us on the go. You gotta eat right if you wanna grow.
Oh my goodness.
That's so funny.
I plainly remember the first time they called us all into, and it must have been first grade because we didn't do it in kindergarten, and they showed Warner Brothers cartoons on
Oh, at school?
Yeah, on they had a film on the projector in the cafeteria, and we lost our minds. We couldn't believe it. It was like raining or something. We couldn't go outside or something. Oh, yeah.
But you had been exposed to it before. What? That wasn't your first.
No, but watching cartoons at school was
as a group with people. Yeah, and you know how I like movies anyway. And
this is completely new information.
Is it? Oh, me liking movies? Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, if you stop every time you hear me say something you've heard before, this is going to be a slow podcast.
Sorry.
Are you queuing up the intro music? Was that is that not sufficient?
I like the Slim Goodbody thing. The merry-go-round fell down and something.
There's lyrics to this?
Yeah.
You better get the intro. We only got 10 seconds.
It's the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. The Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One presentation. Thanks for coming back. Hi, how are you? Tell your friends. Tell everybody. We're in the front room studios at the sprawling Chick McGee Mansion. Shea Chick. Or what do I... What do you think of people who name their homes? What about that? Like Xanadu or...
I think Frank Lloyd Wright, didn't they always name his houses?
Like Styles?
Yeah. I thought they had a lot of times it was whoever that first owned it, like the Roby house or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think that kind of thing kicks in.
Yeah. We call my house the name of our neighborhood. Yeah, and I sign Christmas cards that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, WG.
WG?
Mm-hmm.
BJ Bungalow is the name of my apartment. It's the Wi-Fi
name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that come over aren't too proud. The guys love it, but the people that come over aren't too proud.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi guy told me that I couldn't name my...
I think we talked about this. Yeah.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, but remember I said you called Dylan and Dylanol.
Yeah, I talked to him about that.
That's my brother-in-law. Yep. But speaking of my brother-in-law, he and my sister are having a baby.
Oh, what? Big news.
Big news.
So is this your first foray into aunthood?
Kind of, because, well, it'll be with my siblings, but I have a sister-in-law on the other side who's pregnant. She's due in November.
We got babies everywhere.
And then my sister is due in April.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Always the mother, never the aunt. That's been my joke, but yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because my aunts were a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
So now I get to be, and I'm making them call me Zia. That's aunt in Italian.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like Zia Jess or just Zia?
I'll just let them call me Zia.
Okay.
They'll happen. They'll end up calling me something so dumb.
Yeah.
Like drunky or I don't know what they'll call me.
ABZ.
Yeah.
That's all I can
something.
Think of.
Well, but think about it. I mean, it's kind of in the universe. Kind
in
of
our
a
family, we have
karma.
Weird nicknames anyway, so.
Because your mom has never been grandmother.
My mom's mamma crazy.
Not grandma crazy.
Mamma crazy.
Mamma crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking up.
They call my dad Papa Tony, and his name's not Tony.
What's his name?
That's David.
Why?
That's the best.
I love this story.
I just learned that recently, and that's one of my favorite things about your dad now.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Italian for grandfather is Nano.
Nano, and I'm going to be Nano. Nona. Nona is grandma.
Nona, Nano. Okay. Yeah. Nana. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Ooh. When are you going to be?
Whenever I am, okay. But I've already decided, you know.
They've officially, finally, big news, my daughter, my oldest daughter, they finally embraced the governor name for grandfather.
Because they called you Pop-Pop.
They've called me Pop-Pop forever, which I thought was cool.
But they're
was
older
cool.
A little.
But now Dylan's 15.
I need to see video of him. Addressing you casually as the governor.
Well, my daughter has she posts stuff on Instagram and Twitter and refers to me as the governor.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Okay.
So. Do they say it in a British accent like "Hello, governor"? Or is it "Hello,
hello, hello, hello,
hello, governor"?
No,
I don't know. I guess governor, as far as where we live, is kind of a negative.
You're kind of fascinated by the term governor.
Why is it?
I mean, our other governor kind of stirred up some trouble. Although, did you see the vice president debate?
Yes.
I tried not to.
Oh, my God. the Indiana's governor, Mike Pence, who's obviously Trump's running mate, he was amazing. He was just smooth as silk. I didn't agree with anything he was saying, but man, he's comfortable and
I'm in front of people. I'm not a fan of either. I mean,
I didn't like Tim Kaine. I just didn't. I just hate the debate, especially the vice presidential debates, because they never answer the question. It's like, well, I'm going to tell you the story and then answer in the last 2 seconds. Because it was like, well, my uncle was a cop growing up in Chicago, and he was my hero. And we asked you about the taxes. Taxes. We're going to cut them.
Like, seriously, all they're doing is opening bridges. Like, when push comes to shove, they don't do anything, right? Yeah.
It seems that way.
I don't know if they open bridges.
I declare!
Thought you meant open bridges in a larger sense where they start...
They cut ribbons.
They cut ribbons.
You meant actually opening bridges. Instead of opening a topic to try to... They always open a topic. They never come to any sort of conclusion about the topic.
They're cutting tape, they're the guys with their foot on the shovel and shit like that.
Well, and Tim Kaine kind of reminds me of a guy in a war movie who they send him in first and they come back and go, well,
what did Trump said he would look it. Like a he looked like the villain in a Batman movie.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Oh, he did?
A lot of people
have a he has a he wide does. Smile.
Yeah,
a lot of people are saying the Grinch.
The curly cube smile he has. Yeah, that, okay.
The aliens from Guardians of the Galaxy, Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen.
Mm. Oh, he does look like that guy was on the Chris Isaac show.
That's a good movie.
That's a really good movie. Yeah, I think it's really underrated.
I tried to watch Hocus Pocus last night with my kids. You guys remember this? It's not as funny as I remember.
No.
I was really disappointed.
Is it really scary?
It's not really scary, but it's not. It's either not scary enough or not funny enough. Like, it's equally disappointing on both ends.
It doesn't know what it wants
but,
to be?
Yeah, Addie got up. She's like, I'm going to go play with my race car. She's like, come out of here. Mexico, so you want to try something else? And I was like, eh. It wasn't. I love Bette Midler. I love Kathy Najimy. Sarah Jessica Parker was okay in that movie, but I was just like, "Nah." I felt like it should have been better.
Favorite scary movie?
Halloween and stuff
spooky.
Coming up.
I'm gonna have to think about it. Give me just a second.
Ask me.
What's your favorite scary movie?
The Ring.
Yes, same here. Yep.
Considered a scary movie. That's billed as a scary movie.
Have you ever seen it?
I'm not saying it's not scary.
The Ring. What do you mean?
But it's a sci-fi.
No.
I mean, it's not billed as scary movie.
Okay, what's...
It's like a thriller.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
you
I think it's a...
Yeah, it's a scary movie.
It would be a scary movie.
I think it is billed as a thriller, but it is a scary movie. It is horror.
Well, what do you... I don't understand.
Yeah,
what,
is it a
what,
horror movie? I don't think
yes,
it's a horror movie, is it?
Yes, it's terrifying.
Well, yeah. Anything that scares you, I think, is a horror
movie.
What
are the ones...
Well, like a monster? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not billed as a scary movie, as a horror movie.
The supernatural thriller, you think, or what?
Yeah, whatever. That it's more of a supernatural is probably the better way to put it.
But. Although all I know is, I plainly remember.
You saw The Conjuring? Did you?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I wouldn't go back to see two though. They just came out with the second one. I remember the DVD menu for The Ring scared me to death.
Yeah. Oh.
But I think I'm.
Okay, are we talking about opening menus or
scariest opening menu?
The Ring, absolutely. Yeah. No. That thing you do with the TV, the Poltergeist scared me too with the static on the TV.
Sure.
And I think it's because so much of my life in formative, before I got to school
was
in front of a TV. Yeah. So.
Yeah. The Ring, the story is great and it kind of makes it even scarier just because it's so real. And the whenever we were kids in junior high.
It does seem kind of real, doesn't it?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever we were kids in junior high, we'd sync it up to where you watch a video and then the phone rings and then a voice goes 7 days.
Right.
So we'd get on the home phone or we'd get on a cell phone and call the home phone and have it ring right after that part. Oh, and the girls would come close and hold your hand.
Oh yeah.
But sorry.
No.
Yeah. No. The Ring. The Exorcist. I think
I've
was
never
the one
been
before
able.
The Ring.
Like my family was really against The Exorcist because they believed that
right.
Could
kind
happen.
Of a religious aspect to it. Yeah, for sure. But it was terrifying. That was the scariest movie before The Ring.
Well, I haven't really seen a lot of. I just don't get down like that. Like I watched Scream and Blair Witch Project in high school and stuff like that. But
never seen the Blair Witches.
Blair Witch Project. The plot of that movie was brilliant. I thought it was great.
As a kid, the scariest movie, and I didn't even find. I kind of went online and was looking and like, have I seen any scary movies? But I'm going to have to go with Flowers in the Attic. It's probably the scariest movie I've ever seen.
That's a good movie.
For me, it was a scary movie.
What about The Others? Do you ever see The Others?
Yeah, that's
with,
a good one.
With Nicole Kidman. And I won't spoil the end, but they had totally had me. And I don't know why, because if you go back and you know the ending, you see it. It's like, well, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Yeah. You don't know Flowers in the Attic?
What's Flowers in the Attic?
Flowers in the Attic is about a mother who basically locks her kids in the attic.
Yep.
Yeah, they just live in the attic, and she has this beautiful, like, gorgeous home, but then the kids are just, like, nobody knows she has kids. I don't know. Right. I don't really remember the premise, but.
Plus, add to it that she does that so she can find a man, basically, is why she hides them away, because she doesn't think that anybody would have anything to do with a woman.
Wasn't
with kids.
There a news story where there's just like last
I
week?
I wouldn't doubt it.
That there was that the woman had the man.
Oh,
in
she
an
locked
attic
her
for like
husband up
2 years.
Yeah, oh, okay. Had locked
she
her
locked
husband
her
in.
Husband up for 2 years.
Well, yeah, the reason
literally what, or figuratively.
I'm going to go literally, but okay. How do you feel about figuratively?
Figuratively, I've been there, and okay. You know, as long as you have a dog, you're okay. You stay in the basement. You don't cause
Did
any
you say
trouble.
It on the air yesterday?
Yeah,
that's or
right.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I might have. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Where I spent a lot of time.
Oh, no,
in the
where
basement.
He didn't shower. That's what it was. It started where you didn't shower in the morning.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know even how I got out of the house.
I don't even
days.
Know how I made it to work. I was in the basement a lot.
But I remember I read the book. Like, I was way too young probably to read that book.
Right.
I don't know what was going on or what kind of book fair bullshit they were bringing to the elementary schools, but I was constantly
Flowers
reading books.
In the Attic is a little edgy.
That's a lot for
so
a little
what,
kid.
What grade?
And then, I don't know what grade. We'll have to look.
Preschool.
Preschool. yeah, I think it was a Young Hoosier book.
Yeah, that's right.
But there was that, but I was constantly reading about like dead kids, like weird stuff. Like I'm realizing that there were a couple of books I read over and over and over again, and it was about kids being dead and visiting other kids that were alive. Maybe that was why I was so fucking scared all the
probably.
Time.
Yeah.
I just remembered the scariest book I ever read was The Amityville Horror.
I was just about to say
that for the, and I got it. I got to it before I heard a lot about it, but when it first came out, and I thought it was. You know, you think it's kind of, I mean, it presents itself as it's kind of true. And if you buy into it, man, it's like really scary.
I thought it was based on true events. I mean, it's a
I
real
thought
house.
It was, yeah, right.
I think they say though, that about everything, though.
One of my one of my social media friends just went out and visited the house, said it was creepy.
Really?
Creepy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does look like a face. If you
we're
look
on
it.
We're on fall break next week, and I was like, what if we just road trip to Salem? I'm just curious what that would. I mean, like this is their busy season,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah.
It'd be crazy.
I think Josh Arnold was just there this past year during some sort of festival.
Oh,
right?
Their witch festival.
Yeah,
they're in Louisville, I think. Mm-hmm. There's like a insane asylum that mm-hmm. is closed, and it's like the most haunted.
Is that the one you can spend the night in?
I think so.
Yeah, there's one in Indiana you can spend. Westchester or West.
You would have to do that with a big group, right?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that's doing it for her sister's 40th birthday party, and there's five of them. Yeah. Spend the night there tomorrow night. You have to check in. You have,
and
you have your dinner there. You spend the night there. The
everybody's looking forward to it?
Yeah.
How do you hand? I don't
know. I could sleep fine in it, but I don't know. Don't you? I mean, at some point, if there's such a lore behind it, you almost feel like if you're operating it, you mm-hmm. got to like, well, we got to squeak a few things here and do some walk
right.
across the ceiling.
Like the beginning of Ghostbusters.
Right.
The new one.
I haven't seen the new one.
Okay. Don't go see it.
I like the classics.
I do too. I like Jaws. I don't know if it was scary, but it was so intense.
Jaws is scary.
Yeah.
It was scary. Yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, yeah. Halloween.
That is a scary noise.
And that the music,
it's
come
that
on.
That music is amazing.
And even back to the first Friday the 13th, those things had such a slow, and I don't think I don't know if it was intentional.
But the build.
But, you know, there was always just like the pace of movies then was so much slower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it really added to the.
Absolutely.
The, oh crap, what's
But
gonna
now
happen?
It's like, quick, we've got to stab some girl in the face
right.
because we're going to lose everybody's attention. Because
we got to get the next girl dead, too.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted at me this morning about.
Can you not play this music when my back is to the room?
Night of a Thousand Corpses or something is the scariest. But I'm not really scared of stuff like that.
You're not scared of dead stuff?
No, I'm not scared of something that's... I'm more scared of, like, real events, you know? Like,
right.
Like something that could... Like, zombies don't scare me because I realize that's totally impossible.
Okay, you're going to get a lot of emails about
I know, and that's fine. That's just the way I tried to watch The Walking Dead, and that guy that I love from Love Actually is the sheriff, and I love him, but I just could not get on board.
I'm watching season 6 right now. It's amazing.
Is it really?
House of a Thousand Corpses. So your supernatural stuff is what scares you, right?
Oh my gosh!
No, yeah. like stuff that you could, like the Blair Witch Project. When that first came out, it was like they found this.
How long did you think it was real? I thought the Blair Witch was real for a long time. Until I saw that bitch doing Steak and Shake commercials.
That's exactly when I found out about it.
Wait, so there's an actual witch in the movie? I haven't seen it.
No. One of the girls that's on
the
There is a legend, and they really did a good job of not... When I first heard about it, I thought it was kind of like a documentary.
Yeah, I thought it was like an underground. They spent like, you know, $100,000 or less to make the movie. I'm just making a number. Really,
And then right after I heard it was actually actors, then I saw the boy and the girl being interviewed on like Entertainment Tonight or whatever. And then I'm with her. I saw the girl in the Steak and Shake, and she's a waitress holding a milkshake. I'm like, son of a... I mean, they totally had me.
That's how I figured it out.
That's the stuff I think scares me.
But he knew the opening sequence of The Sixth Sense that the guy was dead, that Bruce Willis was dead. He knew that. Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, but that's the only thing that would make...
For a 20-year-old movie.
That would be the only thing that makes sense in that movie, or to be an awful movie. I mean, it was obvious. Well, to me, it was obvious that Bruce Willis was dead right from the jump. So I don't know. Maybe.
I was like 10, so I didn't.
I went and saw it on Christmas Day.
Really?
All right.
I know.
Scariest scene that I remember. Mm-hmm. Don't laugh. 3 men and a baby.
Oh, you like the controversy that girl's dead in the background or something?
There's someone standing in the window. The one where they're standing in the window.
Yeah,
that
you're
scared
right.
the crap out of me.
You're right.
Once we like rewound it, and this was VCR days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I love stuff like that.
You know what that is, though, right?
What?
It's a cardboard cutout of like John Travolta in Grease. Like,
it is?
Yeah. If you look it up online, they
Let's
will
not drag John Travolta into this. Okay.
Why not?
He's got his own eyebrows to worry about.
He's got troubles to worry about. His hairs, they didn't put it on right or something. I don't know. But I'm with you on that stuff like that, rumors that get started. Like
I love stuff like
when
that.
When I was a kid, I think I talked about this a couple podcasts ago, in the song Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players. I totally, when that song came out, I remember hearing, a girl was killed in a recording studio right next door. That's what that scream you hear in Love Roller Coaster. Yeah. And I remember all of us standing around. Here it comes. And we're like, oh my God. It's like totally bought the whole thing. And then, of course, you find out, you know, recording studios are soundproof.
The 3 men and a baby.
Mm-hmm. The Wizard of Oz, there's also a scene where they're walking and you can see like a munchkin hanging from a tree in the background. Yeah.
What was that?
I love that stuff.
Was that John Travolta hanging from
yes,
the...
Yes.
I think it was one of those monkeys.
Ooh, those scared
that's
me.
Even
those winged monkeys
weirder
and that music scared me. Yeah.
And wrong.
I know a lot of kids that are scared of that.
Yep. Terrified by that.
Yeah, my kids don't watch scary movies at all.
No, we didn't. I don't know if this is one of those true memories or if it's a memory that I've decided is a memory. But I know.
Those are good.
But I think that my mom watched scary movies and she didn't want to watch them by herself, and so she had us watch them with her. I know.
Wow, that
sounds right.
So I don't know. But I don't know if that's true or not.
But you guys like to scare each other all the time.
Oh, though. I love to scare people, but I don't want to be – I don't want to watch a movie. That's an hour and a half of being scared. That's a long time. But I remember when the Chucky movie came out, my brother had when I became aware of the Chucky movie, and my brother got my buddy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
what Chucky's based on, I think, right?
Yeah, and we had Raggedy Ann dolls, too. My mom had made Raggedy Ann dolls, like, in her high school, like, home ec class or whatever. And my brother and I were like, we lived in the apartments, and we were like, we want to see you walk these dolls. There were three dolls. You have to walk them out to the dumpster. We have to see you put them in the dumpster. And we still didn't sleep until the dumpster man came like 2 days later because we knew those fucking things were in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
There he is.
My buddy.
Man, these are terrible.
This is so sad.
He looked like a Cabbage Patch type doll.
Mm-hmm. Had a terrible haircut.
Like a stepson.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Kid sister? That was the girl one.
There was a girl one?
Kid sister.
I have it here if you want
to
hear
it. Was it?
Yeah, let's see if it's...
I bet it's...
Sorry. It's with the same ABC thing here.
Is it in the same key?
Now introducing Kid Sister.
Yeah, it probably is going to do that.
I assume so.
Yeah. The kid's dressed just like the My Buddy, by the way.
Kid Sister. I didn't have a kid sister.
Is it sister or sister?
I didn't know. I don't remember.
It was sister. I'm sure they made sisters, but they had sister. I remember Kid Sister.
I don't remember that. Of course, I didn't
get down with the kids. I had.
I was probably a little too old.
Mine was Shira Shira. I like Shira Shira.
This commercial has over a million views.
See, there's people.
That was a cartoon, Shira.
Yeah, that was He-Man's girlfriend.
Oh, He-Man. Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. My brother, I was Shira for Halloween 1 year.
Were you?
Oh yeah.
Are there pictures of that?
I don't know. Shira Shira. Yeah.
Shira Shira.
Shira. I always say Shira Shira like if I lift something strong by myself. Shira Shira.
Is it the Thundercats?
No, it was He-Man.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, have you seen Son of Zorn yet on
Is that any good?
Fox? It's okay.
Is it the alien thing?
No, it's a cartoon mixed with live action.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
And Jason Sudeikis is the voice of Zorn.
I'm going to need your FX password so I can watch the rest of Better Things.
Okay. Actually, you can use the iTunes. I bought the whole series. So
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Did you watch the first one?
She-Ra.
I was able to watch the first two.
Aren't they great?
Mm-hmm, they're very good.
Adora. Yeah. He-Man's Adora. Twin sister. And defender of the
this
crystal
stuff is so terrible.
Again, this is something I don't remember because it was a girl thing. My beloved
She-Ra. Fabulous. I had She-Ra coloring books.
And you don't remember Shirt Tales.
No.
I didn't know she had her own show.
Yeah, she
I don't
did.
Get pissed about it.
Shirt Tales. That's stupid. She-Ra was changing the world.
was she?
Lifting heavy things and taking care of He-Man.
And
you think He-Man wanted dinner on the table when he got home?
I bet so.
Was She-Ra his wife or his sister?
I thought you said sister.
It sounds like
his
sister.
No, Adora was his sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's...
There's some nerd out there going,
now.
I don't know, understand.
So this Zorn thing.
Yeah.
So he's a cartoon thrown into a real world scene, right?
And no one, and the part I like about it is no one makes any mention of it. They just assume that.
But everyone does sing.
Cartoons mix with live, with human beings and everything.
It's normal.
Yeah, everybody sees. He has a job.
What was the show a few years ago that had the guy dressed up like a dog?
Oh, Wilfred?
Yeah.
I've heard that's really funny.
Yeah, I've heard it's really funny, too. Yeah,
but everybody sees Wilfred.
Not
the
everyone
the owner
sees
does.
It, though. Okay, only the owner.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody.
But it's just a person.
Everybody else sees.
Does he get really high and stuff, too?
Everybody else sees a regular puppy dog, but the owner sees a guy in a dog suit.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
I think, right?
Yeah, correct. With what's his name? Is it Elijah Wood?
Elijah Wood is the owner, yeah.
It is her brother. God damn, this is just like Star Wars. This whole time I thought they were in love, and they're actually related.
It's a letdown.
God.
Yeah, Luke and Leia are our brother and sister.
That's wrong.
That's wrong, yo.
So help me, I'm just if I get a tweet.
Well, thanks for spoiler alert on Star Wars.
No one's
really?
No one's going to do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's take a break, but before we do, I want to tell you about TrueCar.com. There's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. She-Ra bought a car from TrueCar. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Okay, I don't know if that's true or not, but TrueCar can help you. This is true. They can help you buy a used car. There are over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers all across the country. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, or you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Networks. That's the TCDN. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car that you want. TrueCar pricing curve. What's that, chick? Well, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car that you're looking for, so you don't get took. Now you know what a fair price is, and you'll be confident. Get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the old MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com and the TrueCar app.
I bet He-Man used to, if he had TrueCar, he would say, information is power.
Oh, I like that.
Don't you think?
Knowledge is power.
But you're getting information.
Information. Knowledge. I love it. Knowledge is power. TrueCar.
Sorry. Did you want to do
TrueCar.com. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Are you ready? Part two of the Chick McGee Show. Hi, I'm Chicks. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. What are we talking about? Scary stuff. Scary things. Halloween.
Spooky.
I want to go trick-or-treat, but I know it's not socially acceptable. So, and I think I actually am going to give away candy this year, unlike the last place I lived.
What if we did that?
I turned the lights out.
What if we hosted a grown-up place to trick-or-treat, but we got grown-up things and people could set up and hand things out that grown-ups would like?
That's a good idea.
Like alcohol bottles.
But you have stuff for kids, too.
No.
Where can you buy...
So you just tell the kids, move along?
No. I'm saying at a venue.
Oh, I thought you meant here.
No.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Where can you buy... Or can you buy airplane size?
At the liquor store. They usually got them in a fishbowl.
Do they really?
Or that they got that little acrylic cabinet you can see through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know a lot more about liquor stores than I do.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Which is sorry, not sorry. Which is saying something. When's the last time you were at a liquor store, Jason?
I was there about probably late last summer.
About 3 hours ago. About 3 hours.
No, I my neighbor, whose name is Jason, he is a plumber.
Now, how do you distinguish between you two? Big Jason, little Jason.
He has a little son named Wyatt, who's four, and there's one Jason that's his Jason, and then I'm the other Jason. Cute kid, by the way, little Wyatt. But no, he did some work for me. He not so much did some work for me. I screwed something up in the kitchen sink, and he had to come help get me out of said problem. And then
stuck in the disposal?
No, it was something got cross-threaded, yada yada. So he helped me do one thing, and then it was one of those, it's like, I don't know how to do this. I need, so like a day or two later, I had to have him come back over. And he's very nice and very sweet about it, and he's done other stuff for me before. But I went and bought him I believe it's called It's Not Your Dad's Root Beer.
Not your father's
root beer.
Yeah.
So I went to a liquor store to get that for him as a thank you.
Oh, now, what kind of root beer flavored? What is that? Schnapps or?
No, it's just
it's just bottled root beer, but it's beer. It's alcohol.
Oh. Yeah, it's got some. Got
so
some
it tastes like root beer?
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what
I just recently.
I recently. Shoddy yes. Shoddy at 72.
I didn't know.
How's it going?
I didn't know.
Let's get our jammy shot. Okay.
I didn't know ginger beer wasn't beer. I thought that ginger beer was beer.
Okay. I didn't know ginger beer doesn't have any alcohol in it at all.
Nope, it's like root beer, but instead of root, it's ginger root.
It's ginger, and it's terrible.
It's very gingery.
I love ginger. I steep ginger in the morning, but I don't.
I love and I know it didn't go over well across the country, but Pepsi made these, the 1893
Yeah,
colas,
I saw those. I thought of you.
And there's a ginger cola.
Did you like it?
It's not bad. When you want something to kind of kind of wake you up a bit and give you a little jolt to the senses. It's very good because that ginger kind of bites through.
Oh, yeah. I'll chew on ginger.
But the cola is very good, too.
What is that good for, ginger chewing?
Everything.
Everything?
No, it's good for cleansing your belly. No, your belly.
And your balance.
Oh, really?
It's very good for if you're feeling some
if you
motion
have,
sickness
yeah,
kind of
like
thing.
Yeah, like instead of Dramamine, you can put it.
Oh,
you can
okay.
Do that
you can do
too.
A little ginger.
Right. Chew on a ginger root.
Uh-huh.
You say root or rut?
Root.
I have dried ginger that I get from Pinsies.
It's a root.
What about route? Anybody use route?
Root.
Root, route.
What root? What root are we going?
Root 66.
You know what? I might use both, actually.
Yeah?
It's,
yeah.
I try to
I'm
use
not exclusive.
Route. I would say route in terms of a path, of a road.
I think route is correct.
What if you're acting as if you're an English gentleman?
Hello, it's route. Hello, it's...
We're going on a... What route are we
what
taking?
What route will we take?
What route? I almost think that what route?
I think it's always route unless you're talking about ginger or some sort of plant root, and then it's root.
Okay, so that's you distinguish thing. It that way.
Yeah,
the
gotcha.
Route. What's the root?
What route do you take to get here? What route do you take to get here?
No. Crick or creek?
Creek.
There's no I in...
We always said crick in London.
My dad crick. Says some funny stuff like that.
Yeah.
He'll still say warsh.
Yeah, yeah. Warsh.
President,
I think he says crick.
President Bush.
Bush.
Really?
Yeah, my mom, President Bush. Hmm. Really something.
I don't know. No. We're just... Wait, you sneezed earlier. Mm-hmm. And when I sneeze, I don't know why, but I have this, I know I curse a lot anyway, but when I sneeze and then immediately following, I say, son of a bitch shit, mm-hmm. like all every time. I don't know
it's
why.
Almost like there's a big red in the machine in
yeah,
front
yeah,
of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You don't know why.
I don't know why, but I just, when I follow it up with
makes you feel good?
Son of a bitch shit.
When did you start doing that?
I don't know, not recently, probably in the last year.
People love okay. the people
not
love
like,
the big
I wasn't
thing.
Like a kid, and as soon as I was sneezing, like cursing. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know if it started when you were like 10, and you're just like, I don't know, bitch, and you're
done it ever since.
Yeah. Maybe it's to cover up if there's a follow-up to the sneeze that I don't want everybody to hear.
You mean like a fart? You fart after you sneeze every time?
Not every time, but it's a concern.
Is that right?
It is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes there's just a lot going on.
I'll back that. I'll back that for sure.
I don't think I've ever done that.
You've never
sneezed and then farted?
No.
Yeah. Or no, because you can't. What can't you? You can't sneeze with your eyes open.
Those, yeah, those systems are independent of one another. Mm-hmm. And with me, I don't know about you.
Mine are all. Everything is connected.
It's the
it's one big loop.
It's like the universe.
The G force just forces that.
There's a G force pulled when you're sneezing.
At least two. Huh. What is it? Three breaks the sound barrier.
Are three you saying what? That test
three
pilots?
Oh, three G's.
When they're up in the planes, they fart all the time.
Oh yes, the force on their bodies.
I don't think you guys are being honest.
It might even be 3 G's because there is a sound when you fart, so it's probably breaking the sound barrier. There, yeah, 4, 3.
I can't stop.
Do you ever bend over or like bend down and it just like comes out and you, whoop. I was plugging an HDMI cable into it.
You know, most of the time you can tell the difference between a liquid, a gas, and a solid with that orifice. I mean, most of the time it's pretty reliable. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I'd say,
but sometimes
I'm tapping out of this conversation.
Sometimes it'll trick you.
0.5 out of 10 times.
It'll get you. Yeah. Yeah.
0.5 out of 10?
Yes.
That's pretty frequent.
Boy, then you go, it's like, oh.
So once every 20 times.
Yeah, that's about right.
Once every 20 times you're going to have liquid?
One out of 20, he's going to have liquid. That seems like
is there usually alcohol involved?
That'd be 10.
0.5 out of 10 is 1 out of 20. So once out of every, it's 5%.
How long do you spend during the transaction, on a conventional transaction? Are you guys, really? Yep. Get in and get out.
I'm like a goose. Like I just swing by. I got stuff to do.
Well, you, if I remember correctly.
Oh, boy. What? This is odd.
No, she puts it off and puts it off and puts it off until you absolutely have to, right?
Oh, okay.
No, that's an unhealthy. But, you know, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and your ACV and your big jug of water in the morning, you're good.
Yeah, you're good. PYT, and yeah.
Done with OPP.
What's ACV? What's that?
Apple cider vinegar. Shot in the morning, shot at night.
PYT, pretty young thing.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
By the way, this is our 33rd episode, and I feel like this should be our Larry Bird dedication.
I think 33, I don't think of Larry Bird.
Oh, that's immediately.
I think Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 33 first.
Yeah, I think really? Larry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought either. I thought two threes.
If you're in Indiana, you think Larry.
I like threes. I don't know any. I don't know any sports numbers.
I don't know that many, but there's a few I do.
Well, let's see. 34, Bo Jackson.
Bo okay. knows.
There are some numbers that go in that that don't go away.
Sure.
32, Jimmy Brown.
See, that's Magic Johnson to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I would have guessed. I would have gone that with that.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah. Damon Bailey, number four.
Number four?
This is what I don't
see, know. He was 32 in high school, but 22 at IU.
22. See, 2 plus 2 is 4. See? It's connected.
That's amazing.
Isn't that weird?
What number would you wear if you were on a football team?
36.
22.
47.
That's Max's football number.
Yeah. Remember we talked about that. 47 is this number that's kind of always been
It's also the exit on 465 to go to Newtown.
What is it, 47?
Mm-hmm. Exit 47. That's our hashtag for Max football season.
All right. Jersey number 32.
Okay, give me
I'm just typing it in. Who the first one is?
What would yours be?
Jim Brown.
What is that?
Oh, my number?
Yeah.
74.
74? That was your number? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 74. Is it Magic Johnson first?
Joe Montana.
It's just a red 32.
Roger Craig?
No, it's just something. That's the first one. The next one is Magic. Magic's it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Magic, all right.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Famous 33s. Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah.
Scottie was 33.
Denver Nuggets Hall of Famer David Thompson.
Don't even know.
Nope. Jabbar's not in there anywhere?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Alonzo Mourning.
Oh.
Wow, there's a lot of good 33s.
That is good.
Yeah.
Sammy Ball was 33.
Oh, my God.
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sorry. Washington.
Patrick.
Patrick Waugh.
Or
Hockey.
Roy.
Yep. R-O-Y. Roy is pronounced.
Josh.
Sammy Baugh.
I just said that. Thanks for
Did you say Patrick Ewing?
Sorry. I was Googling.
Did you say Patrick Ewing?
I did not.
Yeah, he's in there too.
Patrick Ewing's the next one after Alonzo Mourning.
That's crazy. That's a lot of pretty big name. I mean, those guys we just talked about were on the 75th anniversary team.
They do top 10 countdowns, 50. And one of them was top 10 numbers, I thought.
Probably.
And I think 32 because of Jim Brown.
Joe Montana, number 9?
16.
Yes. 16. Oh, in college he was 9.
Was he?
I think.
5?
Joe Theismann was 9.
7.
7.
It's the number of races. 33 is the number of racers in the Indy 500.
Racism.
Racers.
Oh.
The amount of racism is
way higher than that.
Just turn the mic on. That'll be the best thing.
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
I think we have a problem.
Houston.
I feel like we did an entire podcast between the segments of this podcast.
We kind of did.
We did dish some dirt there.
We did a lot of dirt dishing.
I can't get past it.
I need a palate cleanser from the off the air conversation. Jeff, you can't drop that kind of shit bomb on everybody.
Sorry.
Do you think everybody has an awful secret like that? I mean, everybody.
Oh yeah,
that's not an awful secret. I bet he would willingly share that information. That's what's awful about him. Is that mean?
Yeah. I think
okay, I won't use the word awful. Do you think everybody has a
secret?
Amazing secret like that?
You mean like a shocking, like maybe like shocking, like if you told somebody something like that and they'd be like, there's no way that Chick McGee does.
Oh, he's got a bucket full of them.
Oh, jeez, you think? Really?
No, I'm just prodding. I'm just poking the bear.
Yeah, thanks.
I know how he likes it.
He likes a good poke.
No.
Why do you? I don't. This is joking. We're trying to have fun, and it's not.
Joe Montana was 16 and 19.
16 and 19.
And 19. Oh, he was 19 with Chiefs. That's
right. Because
his life was upside down. I don't know if that's the case.
I think so. I think it was.
Not many 19s out there, I'm guessing.
I don't know if I have a terrible secret. I got some secrets.
Bill Munson? I mean, stuff that you would never tell.
I have an almost Seinfeld-esque kind of thing. You know, the girl on the tractor story.
Yeah,
right. I have something that's not a tractor, but
that's the tractor
story. I could say I have a story.
What happened to the girl on the tractor? Did she fall into the blades and die?
No, she got gonorrhea or something.
Her boyfriend at the time told her she got gonorrhea off a tractor seat.
That's what obviously she was a ditzy blonde.
Obviously, she got it off of her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
But Jerry was obsessed because he's like, "What's the tractor story?" And then they speculated what it was.
Oh.
Do you think it's odd? I've never had a sexually transmitted disease.
I do think that's odd.
Do you think that's odd? Really?
No, I don't.
I think you have, but you didn't think that you did.
You think I have?
I thought you did.
Like which one?
I don't know.
What are you
I
saying?
I don't know.
What?
No, I don't know. I feel like we've had this conversation. Maybe this is another bad dream.
Well, we need to define the waking world and the sleeping world.
I don't know if this is how you spell it. I would assume.
Oh.
Oh. No. No,
I don't know what that word
no,
is.
Huh. That's this one.
It's, no, she didn't. Right? No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Which one? Can you name the disease?
No, that's a king. I don't know anything about him.
Oh, yes. Think so. Okay. Oh, no.
I've never had to take. Well, how about this?
Oh boy, this is going to be the big one.
How about this?
Okay,
I've never had to take that's any sort of antibiotics
sure.
to get rid of any sort of sexually transmitted
right.
disease. How about
right.
that?
Right. So it's just there. Festering.
Yeah.
No, I think it's pretty.
That's her name.
Really?
Did yeah. you not
I
know
never
that?
Knew that. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was shocked the first time I heard it, but it's nothing now.
Beautiful.
Okay, no comment on that.
That's
a weird name. Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that.
Oh.
That story's a weird story.
I don't think I have anything that's like, I don't think I have anything. If I told you guys, you'd be like, nah, yeah. But I don't have anything that's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's some more embarrassed, maybe.
Yeah, mine's more gross.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some skeletons.
Shocking.
In the closet.
You do?
Yeah.
Like I feel like you're meaner than we know.
No. It's not meaner. I don't think that's the word. We think he's a little more on the street, under the table dirty. Kind of thing,
like oh, yeah. sexually?
Oh, no.
Oh, like you would like you would do another comedian wrong to get time or to?
Oh
gig
God,
or
no.
No, not
what
that.
What do you mean?
I mean more mafia light.
Oh, I'd kill someone for sure.
Okay, that's
no,
not the light version.
I'm.
That's like you had to pay $4.99 for the whole thing.
I think it's like in cross country and practice, like I'd be like joking and fun. But the second like a meet, I'm very competitive and I can flip a switch.
Oh, okay.
That's
like,
true. Yeah,
I'm a different okay. person, and I can become a monster when I'm being competitive. It doesn't
really?
Matter what it is.
Hmm.
I will yell in an 11-year-old's face if I have to.
Get back, Addy.
Do you have any filter? Like, let's say you were being competitive with your mentor, Chick McGee.
That's
here.
A strong word.
No, I can turn it. If it's something that's stupid, like I don't know, say we're like playing paper basketball. Like, I want to win. I want to win so bad, but I'm not going to.
Will
start.
You just let it go? I got lucky with that one shot.
Look,
you guys were
your foot was
basketball?
On the line. Oh. I'm just saying, your foot was on the line.
We made all that up.
Mm, good job,
acting. But no, I'm very competitive. It doesn't matter what it is.
Really?
Yeah. I love competition.
I do feel like there is a side of you that we don't know.
I can tell Ooh. That he probably goes a lot crazier during Patriots games
oh,
than
no.
he would
he,
like
he's
to
He's
admit.
Revealed that he's pretty
yeah.
nice.
No, yeah. During the regular season, like we just got shut out in the week three.
I heard about
Calm was acute. Didn't even – I was just But during the playoffs, something happens, and I warned my last – previous administration,
mm-hmm.
I warned them, I go, I know you think you can watch this game with me, but I'm a different person. I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream. I'm going to clap. Things are going to happen. And she's like, it's okay.
Do you think that
we broke
you,
up.
Do you think that you act differently when you're getting like regular sex as opposed to when you're not during the season?
No, I don't think that helps any different. If no. we're winning, I think it helps. Winning, right. yeah.
Helps
winning
her
is
or helps everything else?
Helps everyone.
Everyone
in my life.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's amazing how much better you feel after coming in to work on a Monday after a win.
Really?
Yeah. Would you say so, Chick?
I don't know if anybody believes me or not, but it is the older you get, it's amazing how quick you get over a loss and how you forget that they win. I mean, it is. I mean, and I enjoy watching the games, but yeah, it's you know, it's more of a it gets to be more of a proper place in your mind than what it used to be. Plus, if you don't have anything else to, you know, occupy that space, it becomes a lot more important than it should, I think.
Right. I think it's a fun release just to be loud and yell in your in your basement and just do whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
The thing I've noticed is watching NFL games, you never know when you're supposed to cheer or not, because if something happens, there's a flag, right. You know, or whatever. Right. I mean, it seems like there's always some sort of catch or hitch or
you have to put it on time release going, yeah. All right, am I supposed to
wait a minute, hold it, wait a minute, hold it, okay, yeah, right, so yeah. You know,
what was at the LSU 2 weeks ago, the Les Miles got fired right after it.
Oh yeah,
but LSU, it seemed to have won the game.
Yeah,
and then they looked at it and they, because it was last play of the game, and they did not snap the ball in time,
right.
And so they had to call it off. And these kids are in a big pile celebrating.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they got the play right.
They got it right. They didn't snap it in time,
and so they lost that touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was at the very end, and it won the game.
Oh,
but the refs did the right thing by letting the play go. You know, you think, why did they even? You know, but you know, it was so close that they just let it go. Then they went back, and then.
So can you do that? So in college football, you can review tape whenever you want, or how's that work?
It seems to be a little more liberal. There aren't the NFL. Any,
I don't think there are challenges. Or do the coaches have challenges?
I think they have challenges sort of now.
Once a half or something?
One? Yeah.
Yeah. But they review a lot. It seems like they review more stuff than the NFL.
Yeah.
In general. Like every play is reviewable, basically.
Well, every scoring play.
Yeah, in the NFL. But I'm saying in the NCAA, any play.
Hmm. So anyway. Can you guys hear the
nice
thermer?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay,
but there's air coming through there.
Sweat to death, or hear that.
Went through menopause.
It looks like you're gonna pass out because you're so hot.
I am hot, and I don't know why.
How's your blood pressure?
My blood pressure? I don't know. I mean, I feel hot in my face. Face is hot.
That's one of my favorite things, when you grit your teeth and talk.
Have you ever fainted?
Sober? I guess that's called passing out if you're not.
I'm about to tonight.
Yeah, Jeffy's getting started early. He's had two PBRs.
Two PBRs. Two.
They're good.
Two PBRs.
Did you have those, or did he bring them?
Dude, she brought them. Okay. I don't have PBRs.
Brought them in my back pockets. So. Drove on them.
Riding dirty?
Yeah.
Nora, hold these.
She sat in the back seat, actually.
What?
She sat in the back seat today. She never sits in the back seat.
What do you mean she sat in the back seat?
Put her in the back seat.
You made me sit in the back seat because she was sitting in the front seat.
Yeah, well,
the one time.
Yeah, but then he reviewed
the law, and she doesn't weigh enough to sit in the front seat.
Yeah, she... Nora, anytime that's she sits brilliant. In the front seat, she tries to get into my lap while I'm driving, and we had an issue on the interstate the other day. And
whoa!
She's in the back seat now.
Do you have one of those nets that goes across the middle, or she can't jump from the seat to the console?
She can, but she slowly tests it. Can I go this far? Can I go this far? And she, okay, I'm in. Oh,
have you seen those nets that you can put across?
No, but yeah. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So is she clipped back there? So where she can't come up to the front at all?
No. She just, I put...
She's free range in the back seat.
I put a fitted sheet over the leather, and she just sits, she just lays down.
So...
calm as a cucumber.
Okay.
I like riding in the car, too.
Back That's seat. No, she likes sleeping in the
I
car.
I like sleeping in the car. That's true. That's
I could go to sleep right now in
I
the car.
I could, too.
I'd go to sleep listening to this podcast. Am I right, guys?
How about we wrap it up then? How about that?
No, we still have 10 minutes.
We're good.
We don't. We could wrap it up right now. We don't have to do...
I want to go to 33 because what's 33?
All right.
We need to feel better. It'll be all threes.
Sorry. All right, you got 10 minutes.
I can't believe Larry Bird is ahead of Kareem Abdul. Or is that an age thing, I guess. My generation, I guess.
Yeah, Kareem was pretty unstoppable.
I can't handle that name.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Mm-hmm.
got a giant brain.
He really does.
He's a fascinating
guy. He actually is a fascinating guy. Has there been a definitive documentary on him?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
there's been a book, right?
I think they had one on HBO, I think, not that long ago.
Oh, really?
A new one that came out, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to read a book. I'd watch a documentary. I'm not going to read that book.
Interesting question for you, Chick. His name was Lou Alcindor.
Yes.
Became, you know,
Kareem
Cassius Clay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
None of these guys, you know, that doesn't. Who's the last significant guy that changed their name in a significant way?
Well, Ahmad Rashad.
Muhammad Ali.
I said significant.
Well, I mean, he's. I mean, people know
him.
Well,
he's Michael Jordan's friend. Yeah. Okay.
Bobby Moore. That's what it.
No, he was Bobby Moore?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you say most recent?
Yeah, significant.
I said Muhammad Ali. No, okay. Yeah. Muhammad Ali would be the most significant, but not the most recent.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't have. Why was that a big thing then, you know?
I don't know.
Meta World Peace.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was. Him
Ron
and
Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, that's such true. A Muslim name.
Well, his was his number. It's Spanish, actually.
Yeah.
It's not even Spanish for 80, what is it?
I think
85.
It's 8, 8,
5 no, it's not. It's just the numbers. Yeah. But I thought, what is his? I feel like there's an R letter. He played for the Bulls, not Scottie Pippen, not Michael Jordan. Help me, guys.
Kukoc?
No.
Ron.
Tony.
It's not. Maybe it's not an R. But
it's not Ron Artest.
No.
Is it a Muslim?
Dennis Rodman. Thank you.
Is it a Muslim name? No.
Dennis Rodman didn't change his name.
The Worm.
He seemed like a guy that would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Definitely. I got nothing. If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Max Power. 2 X's on the Max.
I changed mine to Vince Woolfuck. And
what?
And spell it. Woolfuck. Vince Woolfuck. That's what I.
Oh, I thought you said like Vince Will. Like,
and insist on Will everyone Fork call me Mr. Woolfuck. What do you think?
Yes.
Why not? Does he still play for the Texans?
No. Yes. He went to the Texans.
But he's
right.
Is he still playing though?
Because he was with the Patriots for years. But yeah, he's with the Texans.
I know. 2 years ago,
he's even bigger now. I think he is he's as big as this table. He's huge.
I did not connect the fact that Vince Wilfork was who you were talking about. I was just so into the Wilf.
You just thought I come up. It came up with Wolfuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. All right, I appreciate that.
When we would play make believe when I was little, I would always want my name to be Paige.
That's a nice name.
That's a nice name, isn't it? I spelled it with an E because I'm different.
I never had a fake name that I can recall.
P-A-I-G-E, yeah. I meant with an I then. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to get there, but.
Okay, I was like 6, all right?
Hey, I'm with you. I get it.
It has nothing to do with how old I am now.
Jason, I have a feeling you just say, I just want to stay Jason.
He's a Jason.
I have no reason.
I
have a pretty unique last name, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Jason,
that's what
Jason
call me.
Is such a manly name. Jason.
No, I don't think it is.
Jason.
It's scary.
Our friend Jake Query is a Jason.
He is?
He changed his to Jason to Jake.
Because?
I don't know. I think it has a good name.
Hard K.
Yeah.
Can we start calling you Jake?
Nope.
All right.
What's your middle name? Andrew?
Leonard?
It is a K.
Kyle?
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle?
You have a lot of Kyle for middle names.
Kyle.
Yeah. Don't know the.
I have a girlfriend. Her daughter's middle name's Kelly. You don't hear that a lot.
No, middle name Kelly?
Uh huh.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of.
Kelly.
A lot of kids now are. Middle names are becoming their mother's maiden name.
Oh, yeah.
That's become a big thing.
Uh huh.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I have
a cousin whose first name is my maiden name. I don't know if you know my maiden name, if that's important, but yeah, that's very bizarre for a first name.
My daughter's middle name is my. Her grandmother's
maiden name.
Maiden name, is that right?
I was gonna do my grandma's maiden name when I was little. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna name my son my grandma. Her name, his name's Cash. It's Cash, so I skipped that.
Same Cash with Cash.
No, Cash Hooker just doesn't go.
No.
Oh yeah. Credit.
I almost wrongly named a second daughter who is a Katie. My mom's middle name is Lucille.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so I almost named her Lucy, mm-hmm. or at least went Lucille for the middle name.
Sure.
Because Tom Griswold has a daughter named Lucy. So I was mm-hmm. kind of leaning away from it, but sure. I still liked it.
Yeah.
And so I actually ran it by my mom.
Yeah.
That's my mom's middle name.
And
she's like, I always hated my middle name.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow. She was honest and everything.
It shocked me. And man, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
But so that would have been bad. But what she ended up becoming, Katie Jane, after my grandmother,
great.
Who was Laura Jane and was her great grandmother. And she got to see her for a couple of years. And she loved the fact that she was named after her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
My brother's name's Scott, and my name's Jeff, and hi.
Hi, Jeff.
Say hi to your brother Scott for us.
But my brother went up to my mom and goes, ugh, why'd you name me Scott? And my mom goes, would you rather your name be Jeff?
And you're standing right there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I just don't like the name Jeff.
You don't?
No, not at all.
I don't like
it. Well, we'll call you Jeffrey.
No, that's
but
not
see
my
again.
Name.
You have a great, you have a one of the best last names, don't you think?
No,
just as a name.
My
no, it's
Vibbert.
You don't know what you're saying. It's hard
so hard
to pronounce.
I can't say it.
What do you say? You say it real quick with Jeff and Vibbert. A .com at
Jeff
the end
Vibbert.
All the time.
Jeff Vibbert.
Wait, do you have a website?
JeffVibbert.com. It's all a lie. I don't like it. I don't like JeffVibbert.com.
I think Vibbert's a great last name.
It's a good name.
It reminds me of a frog.
Really?
Yes.
Vibbert. Did you call anybody? Hey, frog boy. Any of that?
No, they did not call
me
Frog
right
Boy.
Now.
Yeah.
Vibbert.
In high school, did everybody call you Vibbert?
Vibbs.
Yeah. Don't you think everybody called everybody, guys called everybody by their last names?
I still have everybody calls me by
like
my last
only
name.
One.
Yeah. What's up,
it was prostitute, is what they called me.
What's up, Hofsets?
It's Hofsets, and then there was Brady, Justin, mm-hmm. Joey. Yeah.
Oh, you
Wes.
Were the only one that got the last name.
McMillan.
Yeah,
there was no other last names. There was the boys, the Samadars. You would refer to them
as
brothers.
They
were the twins. But,
yeah.
But
were they
Chris
conjoined?
Or they were not.
Samadars?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting last name.
Yeah, they're half Filipino, half Indian.
Oh, wow.
What do you think Vibbert's a cool name?
I like Vibbert.
I think it's a great name.
I think it's a fine name.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Vibbert, Vibbsy, Vibby.
Vibbsy?
Big Dick Boss, you know, Warhammer.
You don't like his name. You changed your name.
Warhammer. I forgot about Big Dick Boss.
Yeah. The S's are dollar signs for obvious reasons.
My dad lied to me and said I was named after Chuck Berry because my first name's Charles. And it turned out that, no, I was named after my stupid grandfather, Wilbur Charles. Although I did dodge the Wilbur bullet. So there you go.
Yeah, it could have been way worse.
It could have been way worse.
But if your name was Wilbur now, wouldn't you just go by like Burr?
Well, he wouldn't.
Burr.
Aaron Burr. Burr.
It doesn't matter what his name was. It's become something. It became,
right.
I think,
it's
regardless.
Became something else. Yeah.
Yeah,
both names. All
Two
my
times,
names.
Yeah.
All my
yeah.
names. Both God times knows who Wilbur. I am. Maybe that's part of my problem. I don't know who the hell
Identity.
I am.
Identity.
Identity confusion. I want to use the bathroom for Charles, but just.
Do you think if your first name was Wilbur, you'd be who you are today? Like you might be an accountant. You know what I mean? Like,
I
do you
might
think
be.
Your confidence would be so low that
I might be living in Gahanna and an accountant and enjoying my life. You don't know that. I might have been. Who knows? Right? I don't
know. Do you think name has anything to do with that?
Sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think. People, famous people, some of them are famous.
Bertha?
Because of their name.
Mm-hmm. There's people in my family.
The alliteration of it.
My dad. That only referred to
Tony.
Chick as Charles. Yeah, exactly. But my dad only refers to Chick and talks to him as Charles.
Well, Charles, how are you?
And I think it was mostly because if he said Chick at work, people would be like,
people
what?
Yeah.
You know, I draw a crowd, you know, wherever I go.
You just, know, my dad likes lots of attention.
It's
like
chaos
that.
And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So.
You know how often I have to deny that I know you?
Hmm.
I just don't want the attention.
Oh,
just
my God, it's Chick McGee!
No, it's not. No, it's not. We've done that in stores. Is mm-hmm. that? And I'll go, mm-mm. And they're like, oh. I was like, I know, I get it a lot. And then we get out of there faster.
And then every now and then, someone's like, are you Chick? And I go, if I'm not, I'm wearing his underwear. Huh?
That's a good one.
And some new one today.
And some brand new ones. Yeah, with the longer.
Let me
I like
see.
The longer.
Oh, he's longer. Having a...
Oh, like a compression short.
Yeah,
are those Nike?
Really, it's keeping everything up in that. No, they're Saks.
Huh?
SAXX, Saks.
Sacks
really,
out.
Really for your soft. Sack? Yeah.
Sacks for your sack. Everything. It's 3:33. Hurry. Quick. We got 45 seconds to stop this podcast.
That's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, crap. Hold on.
Thank you for tuning into the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee.
I wasn't ready.
That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jessica Hooker. That's
no, Siri.
Jeffrey.
I don't want to.
Vibbert. Vibbert. Hey, Frog Boy.
Jeff Vibbert. I wish I could be anywhere else.
JeffVibbert.com. We'll see
so
you.
So, Jeff, did you
Monday,
have a name?
Monday wanted? Afternoon?
What?
Did you actually have a name you wanted?
Max Power.
Max Power. Big
Seriously?
Dick Boss.
Two X's.
Yes. Big Dick.
Warhammer. Did you miss?
Didn't I miss Warhammer?
Warhammer?
All right. See you next week.
TrueCar.com. Chick McGee Show, presentation of Podcast One.
Good night, everybody.
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.